Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we all know that throughout the pandemic, cyber criminals upping their game, no doubt about it. And a lot of things happening, new things that we have to pay attention to. And we have on our WHBC newsline right now, data protection analyst and nationally known cybersecurity analyst, Dr. Ed Peters. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about, I heard the term cracking. I need you to explain that to us first and foremost.
Well, cracking is actually a form of malware piracy, where the cyber criminals use an algorithm or malware or hacking tools that they don't pay for. So it's almost like you're making a copy of an illegal copy of a video that, you know, you piracy. Same idea. They make it illegal copies of malware that somebody really wants it to be paid for, and then they use that to go and perpetrate all types of havoc onto your electronic universe.
Okay, so stealing something from others who are trying to steal something, basically, right?
Exactly. Is there honor among thieves? It's hard to know.
All right, so what kinds of things should we be expecting? I mean, or on the lookout for, maybe a better way to describe it, when we're online?
Well, the good thing to hear is that a lot of these people who would do this are lower-level hackers, so they may make a lot of mistakes. And you need to look at email. 75% of all threats come from emails, and only 25 typically from when you download something. So always check your email. That's the biggest source of delivery, and look for URLs or things that look suspicious. For instance, for the malware to get on your system, it's not just that they send you the email, it's that you take an action such as opening an Excel spreadsheet or a zip file or some document that they want you to open. And normally, 50% or more of those are around some business transaction. Your account needs attention. You know, you're over your limit. You know, you're something will get you to click on that bait. And the minute you do that, that's when it launches its attack. So always be careful of any URL and any email if you're not sure who sent it. And even if it looks like something you do know that was sent to you, always, always check before you click on anything to open it, and you're sure who it is.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was really surprised at. I, on the surface, would look at an email address that it was coming from, and it looked like very familiar, but maybe if I saw a drop down or whatever and looked closer, it was not that email. It was totally something different.
Yes, a lot of these can be very clever, and they're very insidious. I had one, you know, personally, that was coming to me from AppleCare, and it was perfect except for one small part at the bottom, which noticed that it was from Australia.au. But wait a minute, what is that? And unless I had come all the way down to the bottom of the screen and saw in very small print that piece, I might have been tempted to take a look. So you need to look at everything. And just because something, it's a lure. And most of the lures, as I mentioned, are around business transactions or something you have that might get you to open it. And they can be very, very clever. So always be careful.
Now, when it comes to storing things on your computer, information, files, things like that, is it better to store things on the cloud or, you know, physically on a hard drive? How does that work? What's better, do you think?
Well, first of all, it depends on where you have the best malware protection. For instance, you know, your protection system will actually scan your hard drive periodically. Now, provided you keep it up to date and you look and you take all the new updates they send you, you know, that can keep you safe. There are some malware that can avoid this, apparently, you know, as we've been finding. But for the most part, if you keep it safe, either your computer or in the cloud, as long as it's malware protected, you should be fine. But you must be very careful. I would never store anything. To click on something is you've opened it, and then you can store it. That's the necessary step right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you've taken that step, it almost doesn't matter. It's off to the races, because now And if you're hooked to any kind of what's called an Active Directory, meaning if your computer is tied in with a company or any other network group of people that use, that share information, that's really what they're looking for. That's pay dirt for them.
All right. Well, certainly a lot of us see things changing, and that's probably the next key to be aware of, that we're going to see a lot of things, different things. They change it all the time, right?
They change it all the time because you become aware, or the malware becomes better at catching it, or the screens become better at catching it. But still, I mean, there have been cases where only 21% of actual virus software has been effective at catching some of these newer versions. So we all have to be diligent. Again, it starts with your own actions. So I always like to say it's hygiene. You know, it's up to you. And unfortunately, security is inconvenient. And you have to take the steps to make sure that you're being safe in your own environment.
All right, Dr. Ed Peters, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you missed one of our guests, get the podcast anytime at WHBC.com.